Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're not in Baltimore. We're in Ocean City. And it's raining. It's a good thing I got this guy off the golf course. Only day I get you is on a rain day, as far as I know, right?
Absolutely.
Tom Palazzo is here. Not Sam Palazzo, although there's a striking resemblance between the two of you. Cumberland guy in Ocean City. You and I touched briefly back at the turn of the century around golf. And I saw you here today, and the first thing you said is, "Hey, I remember you and Messina used to hang out." And I'm like, man, that was a long time ago.
That's exactly right.
How are you?
I am good. I appreciate being here, and it's good seeing you. It's good seeing some Baltimore folks down here.
Well, you're like sort of back in the soup here in Ocean City, right? I'm down here for the Marlin. I'm obviously down here doing 30 crab cakes in 30 days. We are at Blue. They gave me a t-shirt because it's raining outside, and I'm soaking wet. It's such a summer's down here. But Marlin being open, me coming down here and maybe seeing what I saw in the news in May or June or wondering who's going to the beach. It's packed down here, man. People are having fun. Until it started to rain, it's vibrant. It's clean. I'm glad I came. I'm glad I came down here.
Well, we're glad to have you. And there's a lot of stuff to do in Ocean City. Doesn't always have to be the sunshine. And you know what happens after dark. Look, great food. We're in a perfect establishment here.
Apparently, I'm getting a really good crab cake today.
Yeah, getting a great crab cake. Lots of different opportunities.
Well, first things first, your brother's more famous than you, and you've had to. John Harbaugh used to have to deal with that, and then now he doesn't. Now he's more famous, right? So, how's your brother? Give me a little baseball update, because I'm so fond of your brother, and I just want to say this. I mean, people always come up to me and say, "Man, the Orioles, they really hate you, man." I'm like, no. The people who are the good people, they love me. I love your brother.
Absolutely.
Your brother was fighting on the side of righteousness. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Sam, you know, what can you say about Sam? You know, there was an era in time when you had two general managers telling the manager what to do. And, you know, that was tough back then. But Sam,
the two general managers didn't matter. We all know that.
Yeah, no.
It was only one guy. It was the one guy that mattered. Yeah,
that's exactly right. But Sam, you know, he stayed in baseball. He went to Seattle for a while, and then he went to the Phillies, got another World Series ring.
The last time I saw him, he was at Philadelphia right before they won. I was working on this sort of coaching book in Baltimore, and we sat in the dugout in Orlando at the old Disney World complex, right where the Braves were. And they're playing the Phillies, and talked about the Oriole years and all of that stuff. But your brother's manager, you must have been up in Baltimore a ton during those years, right?
A ton. Hey, free tickets right behind home plate. You know, you got to be there. So, yeah, I was there all the time. Like, my kids grew up watching the games with, you know, obviously.
Were you a baseball guy like him, too? I've never asked. I think of you as a golfer because that's what I think of you as.
Well, you know, I played a lot of ball in Western Maryland when I grew up. I attended West Virginia University on a football scholarship. Had to be crazy.
What position did you play?
I played defensive back back then. And I won't tell you how long ago that was. But
you had wheels.
Yeah, well, I did have some wheels.
You had wheels.
Now I just have pounds.
Well, give everybody what you're doing down here in Ocean City, because people are like, "Hey, why you got Sammy's brother? I know you know him." And all. No, he's kind of like official business here. Right?
I was lucky enough a few months ago to become the new tourism director and business development director for the town of Ocean City. So
that's a big job.
It's a big job. We're looking at doing some really good stuff, promoting Ocean City and learning a little bit more about our visitors and attracting some new population segments, and you know, we're going to start from scratch. So
how many years you lived down here?
I've been here since 1985. So
you're almost local.
I'm almost local.
Longer here than Cumberland?
My kids are local. Yes, longer here than Cumberland.
What drew you here? Give me that back, because you talk about 85. That's before I heard of your brother, right? Your brother was trying to get himself on a baseball card, you know, around that time too. Why here? Did you come down here busting tables like a normal, like everybody else, or no?
No. You know, I went to school at WVU, as I mentioned. I studied recreation and parks, and our family was never very wealthy, so we never came to Ocean City for vacation, but our neighbors would always go.
And they come back with a tan and a t-shirt.
And so one day, my neighbor says, "Hey, Tom, would you want to come with us to Ocean City?" Asked Mom and Dad, traveled down here. And I thought, oh, my God, what a great place this is. I'd love to work here one day. So I went through school.
When's the first time you came here? How old were you?
I had to be 14.
And you must have really been Christmas times 10, right?
Oh, my God, yeah. It was unbelievable. So
I remember how much when I was a kid, we looked forward to going to the beach.
I was so excited. Right? So you got to imagine, I finished high school, went to college, started a new job in West Virginia, and I said, I'd give anything to come here. So back in 85, I got the job as the director of Recreation Parks here. I said, how could you not live, work, and play? I've always wanted to come here and do that. So feel fortunate to be able to do that and sit here today.
All right, 30 crab cakes in 30 days. You're wondering, what the heck am I doing with Nestor today at Blue Restaurant down here in Ocean City on the inlet? I dreamed this thing up because there's so many places in Maryland I've never been. And I'm sitting over here looking at Heather, and she's been mad at me all week because I've never been down in Southern Maryland. I've never been to Point Lookout. I've never been to South. Next weekend, I'm going down there. I'm going to eat crab cakes. I've never been to Chrisfield, never been to Smith Island, a lot of places. I've never been off of 50 in Salisbury, and I admitted that to the mayor yesterday. I said, 50, we go to the bathroom in Salisbury if we really had to go bad on the way down to the beach. When you're from Baltimore, you're in a hurry to get here, and you're even in a more of a hurry to get home. So stopping and seeing Hurlock, Maryland, and seeing Suicide Bridge Restaurant to start on Sunday and getting off the road a little bit and doing this, I got to admit to you, never been to Cumberland. So here it is. There's mountains and there's beach. When I was a kid, my parents waited to take me to the beach, and I'm like, beach, beach, good, good. And then they took me to, like, fishing, and there were, like, worms and bugs and trees, and there wasn't any baseball. There were, I mean, the things I cared about. Girls and baseball, they didn't have that. So I've never been off of 70 where you make the break and go toward Breezewood. So everything west of there, the whole little skinny part that you called home, I don't know anything about that area at all.
Oh, it's beautiful in Cumberland.
I know it's going to be.
Western Shore. This is the Eastern Shore. This is the Western, or that was the Western Shore. So,
did you spend time at the lake as a kid doing lake stuff?
Oh, Deep Creek Lake, loved it. Rocky Gap, which is outside of Cumberland in Flintstone, Maryland.
I took a picture in Flintstone once because, you know, it's
Flintstone. Flintstone. I figured that.
Well, here in Ocean City, 1985, that was my senior week. I graduated 85.
Okay.
So I'm still thinking of Cool and the Gang and the song Fresh. I've been coming here longer than since the 70s to see what the city, how it's moved, how it's shaped. This Marlin thing that I've always read about. I've never been here because it's the first week of football camp. Why would I be down here, right?
Absolutely.
And this thing has grown to epic proportion. I mean, Michael Jordan's obviously, you know, part of it and all that. But seeing the fish come in, seeing how much energy's here, seeing the traffic it took to get you and Heather here across the bridge today.
Right.
There's a vibrancy about Ocean City. What's going to be the future here the next couple of years for you in this new assignment?
Well, you know, look, we've got a lot of strategic initiatives that we're going to try to do, but one being, which really important, probably plays right up in our alley, is, look, we're hoping to develop a sports complex here. So we're looking for
In what way?
Well, we're looking for indoor, outdoor. So 250,000 square foot indoor facility, maybe can house 8 to 12 courts or
more tournament visits.
More tournament visits. And then outside, you know, possibly 8 to 16 rectangular fields that can attract those events and become that destination on the East Coast where we, you know, we have the infrastructure.
A sports convention hall, kind of, right?
Exactly. So, okay. And we, you know, we don't have the property on the island, but we're looking off the island. We're hoping to partner with Worcester County to be able to do that.
I had Hondo here the other day.
Hondo, yeah.
And Hondo, you told me a little bit of history. We talked about the vicious softball games in the 70s when I was a bat boy, you know, when Bonfire would play Embers and Embers would play Phillips. And,
that's it.
You know, there was a real softball culture here back then.
Oh, my gosh. These guys, I mean, these were bombers, I'm going to tell you. I can think of the old Purple Moose guys, the Tom Lords of the world. I think they hit more balls out of the park than they...
Anybody ever hit that water tower down on 4th Street?
No, but I can tell you, the guy across outside the street, his name was Pop Steger. I bought his fence 15 times. I was the director of Recreation Parks. The guys that hit it over thing. There's like a 70-foot fence, net, that used to hang out there.
A golf net.
It's a golf net. You know, now we've, you know, you're not allowed to play there. That's why we built Northside Park, you know, back in the late 80s. So
where is Northside Park?
Northside Park, 125th Street in the Bay.
I've never been there. I remember the old, I don't go to North Ocean City. No offense, right? You know, Batman was trying to get me to go to Woody's, to Delaware, for a crab cake. I'm like, it's a Maryland crab cake tour. Anything above $1.20. I'm an old school Ocean City guy. I mean, I've told this story the last couple days to the mayor and whatnot, but I'll tell you, my mom, we didn't have anything either. I'm from Dundalk. My mom would save up. My mom waited tables. My maternal mother, whose birthday was the other day, by the way, and she would bring me down to the Plymouth Plaza, and it was... It was our Disney World in 1976, 77, 78 when I was a boy. And then my father's family, the Aparicios, Omar Aparicio, my uncle, managed the Bonfire in the summers of 75, 6, 7, 8 in era.
Okay.
So he lived on 28th Street. And we would come down here my dad would come down every weekend when he would get off, and I'd jump into Gran Torino. Next thing you know, we're going over the Nanticoke Bridge, all the Coke Bridges, and all the Assawoman Bridges. And it felt like it took 3 days to get here, but... It's not that long to get to Ocean City. And, you know, like, the state over the last 30 years has made it quicker to get here, without question.
No doubt. I mean, we used to have an advertising campaign that said, close to home, close to perfect. And that's basically, we're a short drive from every metropolitan, you know, major metropolitan area on the East Coast. I mean, within 4 hours, we're within, you know, we have New York City. So, but North Ocean City, you know, through the years in 85, has really redeveloped. And, you know, when I came here, I mean, there was hardly a condo past 61st Street. And then through those 20 years or so, the whole entire beach just developed all the way to 146th Street. And
Jamestown Road.
Even Jamestown Road.
Now, and you know the castle on Jamestown Road?
I do, yes.
That's my friends. Caplanger's family. They're from Colgate.
Oh, all right.
My best friends picked the bricks up and took the stuff down there to build the foundation of that.
That's pretty wild.
With Gus Caplanger and Andy Caplanger, Mr. Caplanger. Yeah,
I never knew that.
Iconic.
It is iconic.
I have spent one night of my life in the castle on 120th and Jamestown.
We always wanted to know who owned that.
The Caplanger's family,
yeah, that's
GP
awesome.
66, GP, Greek Power 1966.
Wow.
It was a wonderful man. He made stuff that got graffiti off. That's what GP 66 did.
Okay.
It took graffiti off of walls. So there
that's
you go.
Awesome. Very cool.
We all got to make a fortune in Dundalk so we can own a place on Jamestown Road, right?
Yeah, we definitely. I mean, you know, look, Jamestown Road, the Green Turtle sits at the end. That's Steve Pappas. He's a Dundalk boy.
Just
so there you go. Small world.
Shout out. Tom Palazzo's here. If I call you Sam, smack me. Just smack me because it's weird to me. And he's down here doing Ocean City stuff. We're all doing the Ocean City stuff and talking about Blue. We're at Blue. Come on by. It's raining today. Come when it's sunny. It's it's much nicer. Crab cakes. I've been told I'm going to struggle to get a quality crab cake west of Hagerstown, you know. But I know I'm not going to struggle getting a crab cake here. We've talked so much about crabs and crabbing and boats and fishes and fishing and all of that. For the island, I'm shocked by how many people do come down here and fish because I'm not a fisherman. And when I'm down here, I'm thinking, oh, yeah, if you had a boat, this would be the place to be. I told my wife, she's really missing out on all these boats. This week here, some of the biggest boats on the whole East Coast are here, right?
Oh, yeah. There's 444 boats, as you know. And
you've fished this before, haven't you?
I have, yes. Been seasick for 4 days in a row, but
catch anything?
I did actually.
Ever not, win anything?
No, never won anything. Me and Mr. Pappas actually, and along with the 7-8 other buddies.
What's
of
that
ours,
like out there all day? I've never done that.
It's very taxing, especially depending on the weather, obviously. But you know, I'm not one of those. I get seasick, so I got the shocker on my wrist, Dramamine patches down my neck, you know, but it was all worth it. It was a great experience out there. It's unbelievable. The water's blue, really, really Caribbean-looking like out there, clean, quite the experience. And again, you know, you can get that just, you know, 5 to 8 miles offshore. I mean, those guys are going out way out to the shelf, which is probably 40 to 60 miles offshore. So.
Getting people down here and after COVID, I mean, last year to this year, I think for everyone in our culture, right, seeing the differences and the changes, give me the last year and a half for this town and seeing it this vibrant again. I mean, it's location, location, location. People want to be at the beach, even on a rainy day. They want to be in Blue right now eating crabs because it's raining. They'll be back out on the beach tomorrow, but people want to be here, and that's never going to change. It's always going to have that.
Always going to have it. You know, we struggled like everyone else when we were shut down, but as soon as it opened back up, people realized, you know,
it's first place I want to go.
Right. I can come to the beach and work from home, you know, and I can be in a beautiful setting, have everything I need. And we experienced that quite a bit as we transitioned out of COVID into this new beginning, we'll call it. And the place right now is just hopping, you know, every day, 7 days a week. Our numbers are up tremendously from the Star Report, which talks about hotel occupancies. I've looked at occupancy in the condominium side. I mean, we're having a
banner
year.
It's hard to get a place down here right now.
It's hard to get it, exactly. And it's a banner year. Our job is going to be to continue that into the coming years. We're hoping there's no lag between this year, since everybody had that pent-up demand, that we can get them back into town next year.
And COVID's been a stop sign for everybody, right? Like, it's been. I've moved my company from WNST to Baltimore Positive. People are doing it. They're doing additions here at Blue. They're doing. I think this last year and a half has been a little bit of a reset for everyone. But for this, you've taken over a new position here. The life of Ocean City and the future of Ocean City. What does power this thing over the next 5 or 10 years?
Well,
we need people to work here, right?
I mean, that's
been an issue
absolutely.
I've heard all week, right?
I think, you know, workforce is definitely there. We need, besides that, we need housing for our workforce. You know, most of the people want to stay on the island. That's the allure of coming and working in Ocean City, is being able to enjoy its amenities. So
my son and his wife came here 6 straight summers. About a decade ago, they lived with Greg above Shenanigans at the Shoreham Hotel for a number of years,
yes.
And I flopped there from time to time myself.
Mr. Shock.
Absolutely. A good man. And we're going to try to get him back on a couple weeks from now when I come back down here for the MACA convention, whatever it's called. The
Mako.
Mako. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I'm not political, so you know.
I'm not either.
Yeah, but I will be that weekend. I promise you that. So they live down here, and I've been told that doesn't exist anymore, that two kids from Baltimore coming down and living on the boardwalk, that kind of housing. And I often thought, like, well, you know, you get a pretty good gig, flop house on the beach, you know, but staying over in Berlin would have been a different experience for someone working here, I think, right?
Yeah, the housing's definitely shrunk down. And look, COVID had a little bit to do with that, too. I mean, the folks realized once they couldn't get the foreign students in, which were the J-1s, they had to do something to rent their units. So they flipped them to VRBO or Airbnb, and they found out they could make some money. So converting them back into that student housing has been slow. But like Lachelle with the Greater Ocean City Chamber of Commerce, she's, you know...
We talked to her the other day.
Right. Well, she's excited and pushing housing. The town, we're on board with that. I know the HMRA and Susan Jones is. So I think you're going to see something happen here real soon. And we've got some major brands coming in investing in our town. We're excited. You know, the Hiltons, the Marriotts,
Well, they never saw it as a year-round endeavor, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that really was the issue 20 years ago. They thought, yeah, we'll rent hotels for a lot of money from June through August, but that's not what we do, right?
Correct.
I mean, if you're married. This is much more than that. And talking to the Jolly Roger folks, talking to the Thrasher folks, mm-hmm. things that stay open down here, besides the beach and golf courses, and just the fact that it's beautiful, people love this place in the winter because it's not this. It's a little more quiet.
I mean, look, there used to be a sign, I laughed, in 85, 86, last one out, turn the lights off when you left town. But that's not the case anymore. We're happening year-round, and again, we're going to try to expand the seasons. We are a four-season resort and not just one. Golf has extended it from spring, you know, to spring and fall. And then we're going to do some other stuff you'll find out about. I mean, but we have some major developments.
Does Santa Claus come here?
Santa Claus does stop.
Okay, I'm just checking. I've never been down here in December, so I'm just making sure.
Now, you know, Winterfest of Lights is tremendous activity. You know, we started that probably 26, 27 years ago. It was one of the best shows in the U.S., actually. It's the town invested, started it originally with the Chamber of Commerce in the town and the Beautification Committee, and put together this light show. You take the boardwalk train, you ride around Northside Park.
That sounds like a great night.
It was, a true experience.
Well, I came down for Sticks a couple years ago when they played on the beach.
Yeah.
I'm not a... But I know they come down here.
Bikers Skinner, are here.
Skinner's
sure.
coming down. I'm like, all that. So I think there's been more festival-type stuff. I mean, I came for Senior Week back in 85, and I never left, right?
Absolutely. That's typically what happens. Live, work, and play. This is happening here in our area.
I'm having a lot of fun down here talking to everybody about the growth, because I was over in Salisbury talking to the mayor there. I've talked to Mayor Meehan here. But even on 50 and the amount of growth and people that places, and I see national brands, bringing big box places over to 50 on that side. Every time I come down here, every year, it feels like, oh, that's new, that's new, that's new. That's investment is what that is, right? That's investment in your county.
Absolutely. I mean, there's probably a 1,500 new hotel rooms just went up over the bridge, and you know, which adds to our inventory. I mean, we have 11,000 hotel rooms in the corporate island, plus we have 28,000 rental units. So we are kind of second to Miami Beach on the East Coast for people to stay.
More than like Myrtle Beach or some of the other places?
In our geographic 10 miles, we are probably second to Miami Beach.
Tom, I'm driving down 50 out of Easton, and I got this big old Coons Ford Bronco that Dennis gave me. People are looking at me. And then the two cars in front of me, the license plates, were Arkansas and Iowa. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, that never happened 20 years ago. People in Arkansas and Iowa didn't know where Ocean City, Maryland was. I do think there's more of an... When you're from Baltimore, it's Danny Ocean, it's just Ocean City. People in Pittsburgh, they saved their... They rub together their sandwiches and yins and that to come here.
That's right.
It was your beach, too, in Cumberland, though, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, look, everything west of Cumberland, obviously, was Pittsburgh and West Virginia, the northern panhandle.
I never met Pittsburgh girls here in the 80s. I've told that. I said, people from Pittsburgh, I don't know where they went.
I know where they went. They went to Myrtle Beach.
Did they go to Myrtle Beach?
They went to Myrtle Beach.
They found that this is closer.
Right. We didn't stretch our advertising out. In fact, we're now in parts of Ohio. So we're getting visitation that far away.
It's not that far.
No, it's not that far. So it's a short
closer
drive
to Myrtle Beach.
Absolutely.
It is.
It's a better drive, too.
You know, we went to Nag's Head last year, and because we'd never been. My wife had never been. And we were looking for distancing and all that in June. We went down there for a couple days, and we drove back. And I think this is what inspired. The reason you're sitting here is because we did this trip. On the way out, my dear friend Anita McCullough, who lives down toward Crisfield, she's been inviting me to Crisfield since 1979. I still have never been to Crisfield, but I'm going next week. And we took the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel back.
Nice.
So when we came back, I saw a part of that shore and that train track that runs along, and it made me think of, like, I felt like I was in the 1700s. I felt like trains and how things moved along the coast, and realizing that's the Atlantic Ocean right there. That's Europe right there 200 years ago, bringing everything over here. The sense of history on this side, again, man, I came down, I drank beer, chased girls, laid on the beach, I drove 50. Seeing the cultural parts of all of this as a 52-year-old is a little different than as a 25-year-old,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
So for all of this in Ocean City, give me some off-the-beaten stuff. Not golf, not beach. Some other things to do around here. Like, there's a kangaroo and petting farm up in Delaware. The Salisbury mayor gave me a zoo that I didn't know about, but a bunch of people at Salisbury told me the zoo is beautiful there. What else is going on in Ocean City that I've never done?
Well, I mean, we rebranded the county itself. Worcester County is where we're currently in, but it's called Maryland's Coast now.
10 miles of memories.
Yeah, 10 miles of memories.
Okay.
So basically, top to bottom. But, you know, if you're staying in the island, there's all kinds of things to do. And that's the crazy thing. People don't really, you know,
I've never go-karted. Yeah. I've never flown a kite. I'm just trying to think of things I've never done down here.
Yeah, well, look, you know, even off the island, taking a short trip away to Assateague Island, you can see wild ponies run the beach. You can drive your car on the beach. You can get a permit to go.
I can drive this car on the beach.
Well, I don't know about this.
No,
one.
No, no.
You're driving.
No, no. Dennis gave me this tank. It's a 22 Bronco. I'm the only one in the world that has one.
Wow. Okay.
And he let me drive it down here, and people are like coming up, looking in it, checking it all out. Sticker's 58, but he can do better for you. Call Dennis. But everybody's been looking at it. And this one dude, a guy named Dirt, who works on the beach. I was getting a coffee the other day. He's from Baltimore. He looked at it. He's like, you're down the beach with that. You got to expect everybody to want that vehicle. Everybody wants to take that thing up on the beach and drive it.
Yeah, I'm a car guy. I would probably love that. So,
well, I'll give you a ride. I'm going to give Heather a ride, too. The folks at Ocean City Chamber of Commerce have been great to us. If you know Sam Perlazzo, this is the brother.
The brother.
If I say the good-looking one, will Sam find out?
Younger one for sure.
A younger one for sure. We're talking all things Ocean City. We're at Blue. We're going to have a crab cake here very, very soon. We're going to meet the owners. I have been threatening to bring Heather. I put you on the internet now, and it turns out we have mutual friends. We didn't even know, you know. She puts me on the internet, and that Nestor, he's a real jerk. No, he's a nice guy. Wow, you don't know him. So we got that going on. So she's gotten to know me pretty well so far.
She could be the next sensation here. you know, everybody's going to want to talk to Heather.
She got me a dry broadcast location today. For that, I'm grateful.
That's it. I thought that she should take my place. They would rather see her than me.
She'll be in the next segment.
Okay.
Tom Palazzo's here. I am Nestor. We're in Ocean City. We're celebrating 30 crab cakes in 30 days, all part of the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. You can follow the hashtag at Crab Cake Tour. I kind of try to keep it simple for them. Crab Cake Tour is the hashtag. All of it brought to you by our friends at Coons Ford Security Boulevard, as well as our friends at Royal Farms. The Royal Farms down here are different. I've tried to explain this. I took a picture. They have beer and wine.
Yes.
Yeah, so I picked up a legitimate six-pack of American beer with my chicken, my $6 chicken box. It's Chicken Palooza Month at Royal Farms, from here to there and everywhere, even stretching out into the western part of the state. Also, our friends at Wise Markets making the wise choice. I'll be picking up some gold watermelon out here on the Eastern Shore because tis the season. We are at Blue. We're going to have some crab cakes. He's going to try to give me the crabs smell good, so I want crabs, but I'm doing 30 crab cakes in 30 days. They're so afraid I'm going to get sick of them.
I don't think you're going to get sick of them, but if you drink with Batman and eat all the shellfish, I hope you don't get gout. No.
I did feel a little funny yesterday, but, you know.
You're good. Skinny as you are, hell, bring them on.
I'm getting there. His brother hazed me. Now he's here hazing me. It's Tom Palazzo.
I'm going to tell Sam. As soon as I get off here, I'm calling Sam.
We are WNST AM 1570. Back for more from Ocean City, Maryland. 10 miles of memories and more. Stay with us.